Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Jimmy Heath, the illustrious saxophone virtuoso who is living his busy life recording, composing, playing, getting awards, and all that good stuff. That's what you're doing, aren't you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Taking a few bows here and there.
Well, I hope you're taking a few bows now. We're so happy to have you here on Piano Jazz, along with our wonderful friend and wonderful bassist, Mr. Rufus Reed. And I think before we talk too long, it would be nice to hear a little music. You've got something set up that we could play?
Yes, I would like to play a song called Sleeves that is based on Autumn Leaves. When I was with Miles Davis, he inserted one chord difference in Autumn Leaves, and I wrote my composition on the reharmonization that Miles presented.
Miles would do that, wouldn't he?
Of course.
Well, that's what makes it different. So you want to count it off?
Or? Yes. One, two, one, two, three.
Thank you. it's really great getting together. Jimmy, I don't believe we've ever played together before. Or if we have, it was an awful long time ago.
No, I think this is actually the first time, and I'm very glad to be here to perform with you.
Oh, I think it's great. I always have to remember that you're a member of one of the great dynasties in jazz, the Heath Brothers. Your brother, Tootie, on drums, and Percy on bass.
Well, we're pretty lucky that we're all still on the planet. You know, Percy's 77.
And you see?
I'm 74, and my baby brother Albert is a senior citizen, 65.
Oh, you're all babies. You're all babies. I can do better than that, but I'm not.
Only
gonna...
you can say that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say it too often.
I'll tell you. You and Benny Carter.
Yeah, well, he can. He's a little bit older than me, too, so he's certainly the champ at the moment.
That's right.
So anyway, it's really great that you were here. And I want to ask you, how often do you get to play with Percy and Tootie?
Well, we play together quite often now that the MJQ is no longer operational. They're not, you know.
Modern Jazz Quartet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have been playing together and recording together for the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years, 5 years.
Well, now, you all grew up in Philadelphia?
Yes, Percy and Albert and myself. Percy was actually born in North Carolina, but Albert and myself were born in Philly, and Percy was raised in Philly. My parents moved there.
Well, how did you, I mean, you all got into music. How did that start?
Well, that happened because my father played clarinet in the marching band and my mother sang in church, and we were privy to have all of the records in our house, all the jazz records of that time.
And what do you think might have been your first influence then?
Well, myself personally, my first influence was Benny Carter and Johnny Hodges, because I was playing the alto saxophone. And then when Charlie Parker came around, I kind of switched allegiances.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people did. Well, did you all start working together in Philadelphia, or did you branch out or all come to New York, or what happened?
Well, Percy went in this, he had played violin in high school, but then he went in the Air Force and became a Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, right.
And then when he came out of the service, I was on the road in a band in Nebraska, Nat Toll's Orchestra, and he told me to quit and come back because he had met Dizzy Gillespie, and he was trying to play bass then. And that's how that happened. And my brother Tootie came much later playing trombone and then drums.
What a family. Well, before we talk some more, what do you think? Should we have a go at another tune?
I would like to.
What do you think about some nice ballad we could do?
Well, I'd like the song called You've Changed, and I have changed. And I think it's about time for me to play that one.
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you.
You know, that's such a great tune. And I remember years ago, a guy named Bill...
Farrell
had a big hit on that tune. And I guess it's coming around again. I still hear people playing it once in a while. It's got such pretty changes.
Yeah, I think after Billie Holiday did it, it helped.
Yeah. Well, you added a couple of changes of your own, too.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you did. There's more to come with Jimmy Heath and bassist Rufus Reed. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I've been thinking, Jimmy, out of all the many things you've done all these years, what would you think is the greatest?
Well, I don't, you know, there's some of the larger extended compositions that I've written that I think are worthy of a listen. But, you know, there are a lot of the compositions of mine that have been recorded by other artists that gives me a ego boost.
Oh, yeah, it does me too. It's nice, isn't it, to hear somebody else playing?
Right.
Name one of your best tunes.
Well, Miles Davis and Dexter and Milt Jackson recorded the one called Gingerbread Boy. That I wrote for one of my children, a son, and he is a man now.
I guess he is. Well, you know what would be fun? Why don't you and Rufus do this as a duet?
Oh, that would be fine.
Okay.
We'll try that.
One, two. Oh, one, two, one. Thank you.
Boy, that gingerbread boy, that thing is tricky. That's very interesting, and you've got different time signatures, and you wrote that for your son. You know, he must have been a little rascal.
Yeah, he's a big rascal now.
A great big rascal now. Well, you know, we could, for a change of pace, we could maybe do some, well, a tune I've heard you do on one of your records, Body and Soul. I would love to hear your version of that.
Oh, I would love that. I don't play it on many gigs, but I would love to play it here with you today.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was just terrific. I don't think anybody ever gets tired of hearing that tune, especially the way you played it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, Coleman Hawkins did such a wonderful job that nobody can top that version.
Well, he did, but that was a long time ago, and I think your version was a pretty good one.
Thank you.
He was wonderful, but so are you in a different way.
Well, I appreciate that, Marian, especially coming from you.
Why coming from me? I'm just an old piano player.
Because you were there and you heard the way Coleman Hawkins, and I did too.
You know, that's true. I was there, and I used to, as a matter of fact, it's kind of fascinating. When I was at the Embers, just starting out with my trio, they wanted to bring in some people to draw more business, so believe it or not, they brought in Roy Eldridge and Coleman Hawkins to play with me. And, you know, I was so thrilled I couldn't stand it. So I've got pictures to prove it. So we were there about 3 weeks, and he was just so wonderful to me. So I guess that is one of my musical memories.
Well, I have a great memory of Coleman Hawkins, too, because when Howard McGhee took me to Paris in 1948 in May, Coleman Hawkins was the headliner of the tour. Le Grand Coleman Hawkins, as he was known in Paris.
And who else was in that?
On that festival, it was the first international jazz festival to Paris, the one before Charlie Parker, and they went in 49. We went in 48. And it was also the Slam Stewart Trio, which consisted of John Collins on guitar and the great Earl Garner on piano.
Oh, my goodness.
And he wiped out everybody in France. He was just terrific.
You mean he even wiped out Slam? That would be hard to do.
Well, they were together wiping people out.
You know, it's funny you bring up that festival because Jimmy, my husband Jimmy, was in the one in 1949 that had Charlie Parker. And it's strange because Charlie Parker was not that well known yet. And on the poster, his name was in quite small letters, and the headliner on that concert was Sidney Bechet.
Well, Sidney was a favorite in Paris, you know, so I could understand that.
Yeah, but that was a great concert, too. Listen, what else can we do? That sounded so nice. I would love to try some other standard tune that we all know.
Well, I would like to do one, again, one that I became familiar with Miles Davis' band was On Green Dolphin Street.
Well, okay, let's do it. Thank you. You know, that's such a great tune, Jimmy. And when you were playing it, I heard little echoes of a couple of the lines that Miles used in his version. I guess it's something you might easily do, having played with him so much.
Yeah, I think it's some things stick in the subconscious, you know, and they come back and they come back.
Sure they do. Well, we'll have more in a minute. My guest is Jimmy Heath, and bassist Rufus Reed is joining us today. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I read somewhere that you did a date with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I did one called My Appreciation with Bill.
Can he really play the drums?
Well, he's got a lot of them in his home. A lot of sets of drums and basses, and he fools around pretty good with them. He did try to play drums at one time.
I was wondering about that, but you think he could... You think he could join us and play Take the A-Train?
Well, he said he gets pretty tired after the first chorus.
Well, he's not ready for us then. Well, shall we do it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. don't know. That tune is still very popular with everybody.
I think a lot of people remember it, and its significance is the fact that the A train is still going and it still goes up to Harlem. And the thing about it is that Billy Strayhorn wrote it, and most people think it's Ellington's because it was his theme song.
Well, a lot of things got kind of mixed up because the two of them were so close that sometimes Billy would write something and people would think Duke wrote it or vice versa.
That's true.
Then he has a whole bunch of wonderful tunes that don't get played much. In fact, I thought maybe I'd play one of his tunes for you.
Well, I would appreciate you doing a solo on any tune of your choice. And if it's Billy Strayhorn, that's more better.
More better. Well, I just thought of one that I haven't done in ages. Chelsea Bridge. You know that one?
Oh, yes, a wonderful tune. I would enjoy you playing it.
Okay. Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. It's such a beautiful composition, and with your touch, it was very elegant.
Thank you. You know, Billy Strayhorn used to come into the Hickory House and sit at the bar, and I think that's when I learned some of his tunes. You know, I would like to learn something and then play it for him. It was nice to see him smile, and you know, whether I played the right notes or not, he would always tell me he liked it. Well, there's more music coming up. I'm Marian McPartland. My guest is Jimmy Heath, and we're joined by Rufus Reed on bass. Jimmy, you know what we haven't done so far, and that is a sort of a good old down-home blues. I know you must have some of those in your catalog.
Well, I have one called All Members that we could play.
All Members. Is that us?
That's us.
Well, good. That should sound good, especially on the soprano.
Let's give it a try.
Let's do it. Thank you. that was a pretty wild ending. I like that. That goes in the key of F some way, doesn't it? You can squeeze that B natural in there.
Well, it's a flat nine. Oh, I wouldn't know. Knows.
I wouldn't know. It just made for a sort of satirical ending to the tune.
Yeah.
Gee, Jimmy, one more tune, and before we play it, I'd like to thank you and Rufus for being here today and doing piano jazz. It's really fun to get together at long last.
Well, it's been my pleasure to be here, and I always wanted to do it, and I finally got a chance to do it with you.
What are we going to do for the last tune?
An earlier composition that I wrote called CTA.
Oh, who's that?
That was a female friend of mine, but that was many years ago. They put it on the album when Miles recorded, Miles's record, they said Chicago Transit Authority, but that's not it.
Well, you're not going to let us know, are you?
No, I'll keep it a secret.
Well, maybe it'll come out in the tune.
Okay.
Well, here goes. Thank you. that CTA, she must have been a wild chick.
Yeah, I guess so.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with host Marion McPartland. Her guest today has been saxophonist Jimmy Heath with bassist Rufus Reed. Join us again next time when Marion welcomes another outstanding artist for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Richard Applegate, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager Audrey Shiflett, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Learn more about the Piano Jazz guest and music on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you can also subscribe to the free Piano Jazz Shorts podcast. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Artworks, and from the Friends of Piano Jazz. Support for the production of this episode was provided by the Joseph Drown Foundation, the Baldwin Piano Company, and Borders Books and Music. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR contributors, which include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, and the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.